It's great to have you here today, however you listen, coast to coast, on the God Is radio broadcast and around the world on the God Is podcast. This is the final day in May. Can you believe it? And May has been the month for mail here. Thanks so much to those of you who have written, but if you've forgotten or keep on putting it off, there's still time to write and get your free gift. For one final time, let me remind you how this works. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, give me your name. 2, how do you listen? Radio or podcast? If it's radio, is it WEZE, WROL, or KDIA? 3, tell me why you listen. What does God Is mean to you? You can say as much or as little as you want. And 4, include any comments about the program or questions you might have. If you do not have any, still write, just do 1, 2, 3. And again, if you'll do this today, then I will get your gift certificate to the Banner of Truth website right off to you. Or, if you're uncomfortable shopping online, just tell me, and I'll ask what interests you about God and pick a resource especially for you. I'm eager to do this for you because I'm grateful that you listen. But first, I have to know who you are and that you're out there. So please communicate to me. Thank you. We return today to the 3rd chapter of the book of Matthew asking, what does Jesus teach us about God? And yesterday I said that Jesus teaches us that God takes his time with us. Yes, his own sweet time. And very often, a long time. It is hard to be patient with God, isn't it? I'm reminded regularly of the lament of the psalmist in Psalm 13, one of my favorite psalms, because I can very much relate to it. Psalm 13, how long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart all the day? How long will my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. I'm here to tell you that many times, even very recently, I've prayed that exact same prayer. Have you ever prayed this? Have you ever felt this way? Is this one of your favorite psalms? And I submit to you, it is hard to wait on God, especially in the culture in which we now live. This is a satisfy me now kind of world. Everything has to be instant, immediate, and those of us who are Christians also fall for this. We've kind of adopted this mentality as well. The other day, I was driving along a road I'm off and on, and I was making my way down this steep hill, and there were no other cars in front of me, so I had a clear view ahead. It's a two-way street with a brightly colored double yellow line painted clearly right down the middle of it. And as you know, if you drive, that means that no passing a car in front of you. Well, I see this person, I'm going to keep the gender out of it, whip around the car in front, cross the double line, and swing careening at a high speed up towards me. I saw it so I could slow down. Zoom! There the car went. And when I glanced at the person who the speedster had passed, that woman had the look on her face of, wow. I'll tell you what I was thinking. Where are the police when you need them? Have you not noticed that? There never seem to be any police around when somebody does something illegal on the road. We live in a now, an immediate, and I'll cross the lines hard and fast when I want type of world. But that's not how life works in our relationship with the living God. In relation to God, we learn patience. One way or the other, we learn it. This is a lesson he teaches all of us. And we were encouraged to find out last time that John the Baptist and Jesus Christ shared something in common. It took God 30 years to prepare them for their respective ministries. If you missed that insight, get yesterday's God Is podcast and listen to it for free anytime. And now, I want to share with you another commonality between our Lord and the one who God the Father used to announce the coming of Jesus and prepare the way spiritually for him, and that is this man, John the Baptist. I keep adding Baptist, as Matthew does, so as to distinguish him from the disciple, the author of the Gospel of John and other books, the man also named John. In Matthew chapter 3, we're always talking about John, who is the baptizer. And Matthew describes their re-emergence onto the scene of human history using very similar language. These are the terms came and arrived. John the Baptist came and Jesus arrived. And so let's get into our Bibles at Matthew chapter 3 and verses 1 and then 13. Matthew 3 verse 1 says, "Now in those days John the Baptist came." Circle up that word came if you can. And then drop down to verse 13, "Then Jesus arrived from Galilee." You'll also want the word arrived circled in the text. Here's what you need to know about the words came and arrived in the original language of the New Testament, Greek. It is the same root word that is used for came and arrival. So that if you read Matthew 3 in Greek, you'll see the same word used in verses 1 and 13. What does that word mean? Here's what it means. To be beside. To arrive on the scene. To appear on the scene. We can put it this way. Reaching a destination. And it is used for an official arrival. So, for example, when Jesus arrived from Galilee, that was certainly an official arrival. It is also used in Matthew chapter 2 and verse 1 to describe the arrival of the Magi in Jerusalem. The Magi certainly made an official arrival at the time of the birth of Christ. Furthermore, this word is used to describe the coming of a leader or a teacher, which is exactly who Jesus is. As I often tell you, he's the master teacher. And now the master teacher, he has arrived. The point I'm making is that John the Baptist and Jesus the Christ come, or they arrive in the same way. They both make an official appearance in Matthew 3 after essentially 30 years of silence. Both men are exactly where they are supposed to be at the exact time God wants them there. Out of the approximately 30 years of preparation, their public ministries begin, and importantly, the coming of John heralds or begins the three-year obvious ministry of Jesus. Listen, if you would, to Acts chapter 10, verses 37 and 38a. This is from the Apostle Peter's sermon there. "You yourselves know the thing which took place throughout all Judea, starting from Galilee, after the baptism which John proclaimed, you know of Jesus of Nazareth." That is Acts chapter 10, verses 37 to 38a. Peter reminds them that starting from Galilee, Jesus then comes down to the Jordan River and meets John the Baptist for the baptism. So John the Baptist and Jesus the Christ go together. Peter teams them. They are remarkable parables in their lives, particularly as it concerns God's perfect timing. God has sovereign charge over our lives. And something all genuine disciples of Jesus find out is that our Heavenly Father surprises us with His timing and His direction. In this sense, God is unpredictable. Following Christ is full of surprises. At times we are sure we're on firm footing, heading in a certain direction. We feel as if we have, quote-unquote, heard from the Lord. But as we head off that way, we get stopped. It's like the Holy Spirit throws up a big stop sign, or what it more often feels like is hitting a speed bump when you're going 70 miles per hour. Thump, bang, crash. We've got to slow way, way down and pull over to the side of the road. It's the wrong way at the wrong speed. And then there are other times when the Holy Spirit guides us onto another road we had never planned on traveling. He set us in a totally different direction than we had planned, and somehow we find ourselves getting to where we did not plan to go, but being right where God wants us at the time He wants us there. And my guess is if you're listening to me and you are older and more mature, you know exactly what I mean. You thought you would have accomplished more at this point in your life, but God took His time developing you and only released you into fruitfulness after He finished preparing you. But if you're younger hearing this, do not be surprised if you want to resist what I'm sharing with you. If you kind of feel an internal annoyance. Not me. I'm going to get right into a fruitful and successful direction and ride it for a long time. I have my education and I am prepared and raring to go. Ah, but do not be surprised if you get surprised by God. All of the men and women God used in marvelous ways in the Scripture had seasons, long seasons, full of preparation beforehand. There was Abraham, Joseph, Moses, Elijah, John the Baptist, the 12 apostles, and one of the originals, Judas, even gave up his time of preparation. There was Paul, the replacement for Judas. But you say, all of those are men. Yes, but hold on now. Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, the mother unnamed of Samson, Hannah, the mother of Samuel, Ruth, and Elizabeth, John the Baptist's mom. The list goes on and on. Read about their lives in this Holy Bible, and you will see that God takes his time with his people. There are periods of preparation, and these cannot be ignored or avoided. Primarily, what the Lord is doing in these years is to refine our character, to transform us through the gospel from the inside out, and to uproot sin in our souls, to rip it out wherever it is not pleasing to him. Then he can use us. Now that's us. We are sinful, whereas Jesus was not. And yet I want you to notice that Jesus still had a long stretch of preparation. So not to get sin out of his life, but God was preparing him anyway. God takes his time with us. God took his time with Jesus. Jesus does not arrive in Israel and immediately begin his public ministry. No, he only gets started in Matthew 3 at verse 13 at approximately age 30. I hope this is clear to you. Well, we are only just getting started in Matthew 3. We'll return here on Monday after the weekend as we kick off the month of June. And when we do, we'll find something else John the Baptist and Jesus the Christ had in common. So be back for that. But as May ends, get your email or letter to me. If you do, I'll send you this free gift. May has been the month for mail, so get your mail to me ASAP. And then I'll talk to you, Lord willing, again on Monday after the weekend. And I do hope that you will enjoy your weekend. And then come back in the next couple of days as we continue to learn about God from Jesus. Join me again next time. For God is.